the ministry of John the Baptist, I thought it would be one message for one session. But as we stepped into it this morning, I realized that it is not a message that is finishable even in two sessions. Even though I have other lineups, at times we struggle to achieve the sermon and lose the message. You succeeded with the sermon that you want to preach, but you lost the message that must be passed. And you lost the people. So I'm going to take time so that some of the things that God wants us to receive, we'll receive. So we'll go back to Luke chapter 3 and in verse 1. Luke chapter 3, verse 1. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias the tetrarch of Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John the Baptist, John the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country round about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So this is the Lord bless his word. This is the ministry, territorial dominion 3, the ministry of John the Baptist. This will be the B part. We had said 3 things. I addressed 3 issues in the first session, which was the morning session. I'd like to go through it very quickly. If the media can help, place it on the screen, where we said that we must pursue spiritual impact and influence beyond earthly significance. Ministers of the gospel, that what is very critical is spiritual impact, spiritual influence, not earthly significance. We are not struggling to rub shoulders with politicians and the earthly people. Secondly, we said that God will never move in a climate of disorder and conflict. Annas and Caiaphas, there can't be 2 high priests at the same time over the same people. There can't be. Annas and Caiaphas, that was disorder. That was conflict. And like Dr. Mr. Nechi just said, we decided to find out who was the high priest among them. And then what is the assignment of the second one? It was total confusion. Third, we saw that God will cause the move of his spirit to happen wherever he finds the right vessel. Now, I am going to move to point number 4. It is linked to point number 3. And that says, and that will also help us look at some of the things we said earlier on, that God is no respecter of persons, and he is no respecter of places. He is only a respecter of principles. He is no respecter of persons. He is no respecter of places. He is only a respecter of principles. If God were to respect people, he would have respected Caiaphas, the priest, and sent his spirit or his word to him. Not an untrained, unschooled wilderness man. If God were to respect places, he would have respected the temple, not the wilderness. God is no respecter of people. is no respecter of places. He is a respecter of principles. Meaning that the move of God will happen where the ways of God are followed. The move of God will happen where the ways of God are followed. Or where the way of God is followed. The fact is, it is not who you are before men that matter, where the move of God is concerned. But who we are before God. Who we are before God. It is not how we are perceived by people that matters. But how we are perceived by God. It is not our level of natural organization. Like I said in the morning, the temple would be more organized than the wilderness. It is not our level of natural organization that matters. It is the level of our spiritual consecration. Spiritual consecration is superior to natural organization. Spiritual agonization. Agonization, agonizing at the place of prayer is superior to earthly organization. This is very important. Revival will not happen somewhere just because it's a church building. The move of God will not happen somewhere just because it's a church family. It will happen where God finds the right vessel. Let me say this right now. Anywhere is a good location if the right person is there. Anywhere is a good location if the right person is there. If the right person is in Saudi Arabia, God will move there. If God finds the right vessel in Russia, He will move there. Anywhere is a right location, wherever the right person doing the right thing is found. I want to say this to someone here. Don't despise anywhere God sent you to because it appeared like a wilderness. There are people who look at places and they say, where God said I should go is so dry. What can be drier than a wilderness? How many people are in the wilderness to go and preach to? Yet God redirected people from everywhere to locate the right man in the wilderness. I see that in the season we are in, God will redirected people from the temple. He redirected those who should have been going to the temple. He redirected them to the wilderness. In the season we are in, there will be a lot of redirections. There are a lot of people doing their own things that God has not sent. That are out of touch with God. They have a lot of organization. They have a lot of techniques. They have a lot of modern things and modern a lot of things. They have mastered the art of communication and mastered several arts. But God and His presence are not there. In the season that we are in, there will be a lot of redirections. A lot of redirections. A lot of redirections of spiritual traffic. Because God is the owner of the people and He will direct His people where His purpose is found. The people of God must be directed to where the purpose of God is established. Don't relent in Germany. Don't relent in France. Don't relent in Europe. It doesn't matter how frozen it is. In Northern Europe or wherever it is. Don't relent there. If God has ordained that you are there, I assure you that the wilderness will become a fruitful field. That was what He told us in Isaiah chapter 32 and in verse 15. In Isaiah 32 and in verse 15, He said, until the Spirit be poured upon us,
arrows from on high, and the wilderness shall become, the wilderness become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be turned into a forest. I stand here today with an apostolic and a prophetic mantle to announce to somebody that very soon, where you call the wilderness will become the venue where the high and the mighty and the pop and the masses and the classes will troop to locate you, because God is there. If you believe that, say loud amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What does that mean? Jesus Christ is him in the temple, in the wilderness, on the seaside. Was there anywhere Jesus moved that people didn't move to? Anywhere he moved, the crowd moved. Anywhere he moved, the people moved. Anywhere he moved, crowds moved. Was that in Mark chapter 6 and verse 33? Where the Bible said he was trying to go to a certain place and the people outwent him. And the people, alright, look at verse from verse 31. From verse 31. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were coming and for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by sheep privately. They disappeared secretly, not into the temple, but inside the desert. What happened? Look at that. And the people saw them departing, and the people knew him, and they ran afoot thither. Out of all cities, outwent them. They arrived before them. They outwent them. They arrived. That is, I am going to Sahara Desert. Then the crowd here is too much. Let me go to Sahara Desert. Let me find a place in somewhere in Mali. Up north on the way. Let me go. As they were going, the people discerned, perceived this is where they were going. They didn't bring the handbill. They didn't inform nobody. When Jesus arrived, the people were there. The people outwent them. Everywhere is a good location if Jesus is there.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere. Pastor Zenzo is here today. He's in Massachusetts running almost 5 services. That is the definition of a dry land. Definition of where church is not meant to happen. Explosion blooming. He said when I was talking yesterday, he said it felt like I was talking to him and talking to them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That was Mark chapter 6, verse 33. I believe that in Mark, Luke chapter 11, and I believe in verse 33 as well, he showed us some 36. Alright, look at 12:1. In the meanwhile, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people, in so much that they trod upon one another. Stampede. This was not in the temple. I was trying to locate in the previous verse where this was. Chapter 11. This was not the temple. This was either wilderness or seashore somewhere. They trod upon one another because he is there. Don't reject a location because of physical perception.
Yes. Amen.
Because of natural perception. Because of what you think it is in the natural. Because and I'm talking to businessmen and women here as well. Everyone who is doing one thing or the other in the name of God. Don't reject a business, a trade, a profession, a career because it looks dry. The most important qualification for success is divine involvement.
is divine involvement. Jesus' involvement. Is he involved? Did he send you? Did he speak to you? Did he direct you? Did he commission you? If he sent you, if he spoke to you, if he commissioned you, if he directed you, everywhere is a good location. If Jesus is there.
I am seeing Mark, you see the kind of mass crusades we just showed you in Maiduguri. The kind of mass crusades we saw in Pakistan and we see around. We're about to see such in Europe. That is, you come and you just open air crusade and you see sea of heads, and there is no territorial power in Europe that can stop it. I am saying it ahead of time before it happens. And we are going to see it swelling. We are seeing it all over Pakistan, in South America, in the United States of America. You know the kind of way that Billy Graham and Nora Roberts jammed Madison Square Garden. 5 weeks of crusade, 100,000 seats square, and people flowed everywhere in the 40s and the 50s. We are going to see that again in the short while, beginning from this moment. That was Billy Graham's crusade at Wembley Stadium in the year of 1968. Wembley Stadium literally became the overflow later on. He did the crusade for 88 days. 2 days shy of 3 months. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. 3 months. The place exploded. By the time it was so explosive, look at that. That is the giant standing there. The general. By the time it was done and Wembley became the overflow, they had to now continue the crusade over radio for those who can't come to any venue. It's coming back. We are talking about the redigging of the wells. We talked about Samaria yesterday. That Samaria was once a location for the move of God. And Philip had to go to Samaria to redeem the wells of revival that was once in Samaria. That is what we are talking about. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? We are going to see this as well. Effortlessly, principalities over nations and principalities over territories shall practically convulse. They shall practically be subdued. Presidents of nations will hand over their nation. Kings of territories will hand over their territories. And they say, come, we are the one asking you to come. We are the government of the land. Come and hold the crusade. Any venue you want. Go on national television. Minister free. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? You believe it? Shout the loudest. Amen. Shout the loudest. Amen. Shout a believers. Amen. The loudest believers. Amen. I'd like us to go quickly because we have a couple more things to deal with. Don't envy anybody who is in the temple if your ministry address is the wilderness. Don't feel that God is punishing you because he sent you to the wilderness. Because he sent you to the dry places. Don't think God is punishing you. There may be people who have student ministry, but they feel like, oh, I can't do student ministry because I won't have financial support to do the work of the ministry. Who said so? Who said so? Do his will. He pays your bills. Do his will. He pays your bill. Do his work. He's responsible for the wages. Not just for you, but for the work that you do. Now, let us take this issue a little bit forward. The Bible said, while John the Baptist was in the wilderness, the word of the Lord came unto him. The word of the Lord, can you show that to us in verse 4? As it is, verse 3. No, verse 2. Okay, verse 2. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of the Lord came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. This is point number 5. That the word of the Lord is behind the making of the servant of the Lord. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is behind the man of God. Every man of God that is going to be a generational commander of territories, that is going to make demons to cry out like Philip in Samaria, that is going to compel the submission of nations and territories, is a man made by the word. The word of the Lord is behind. That is behind the making. The word of the Lord in 3 levels. The revealed word of the Lord from the book, from the Bible. You open the Bible and it explodes in you. I told you the other day that there were things I saw in the scripture recently, and I wish I had seen it a long time ago for my life. The revealed word. Then the spoken word, the one he said to you. Every man of God that will mark his world, every child of God that will impact his world, will be a word made person. The word that is revealed from the book. The word that is spoke to you. And thirdly, the word who is a person. Jesus. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Encountering the revealed word, the revelation of the word, encountering the spoken word, thus saith the Lord, what is speaking to you per time, encountering the person of the word, Jesus in person, visit, encountering the person, the presence of that word, these levels of encounter cause you to counter satanic agendas in your world. Cause you to count. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The word of the Lord came to John the Baptist. And you know the way the Bible is so sweet. If you look at the next verse, it said, after verse 2, verse 2 said, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zechariah, and verse 3, and he came to the country. The word came to him. That was what made him to come to the country. You are not licensed to come to your world until the word has come to you. You have no license. You have no permission. You are not authorized. You are not qualified to come to your world until the word has come to you. And if I can take it further, the force with which the word came to you is the force with which you will come to your world. Ay, 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 ay.
That is why there are people are more forceful than others. People's ministries are more forceful than others. People's ministries are different level of force, different level of fire, different level of tenacity. There are times we stand on this altar and we speak with such level of audacity, of brutality, of forcefulness on all matters, national matters, every matter. And people are wondering around, what's wrong? Some are afraid. Are you sure? Are you safe? Are you this and that? They don't know the force of what came to us. They have no idea of the force. For 8 solid years, the man who ruled this country, who they say had died now. We were in the same town with him. And tormenting every agenda that was evil, including the terrorism agenda that he was deeply involved in the same city. So say, are you not? Be careful, be careful. The Bible says be careful for nothing. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The reason why you are not ministering with a force is because you have not received the word of force. The Bible said in the book of Job, I believe, chapter 6, verse 25, you say, how forcible are right words? How forcible? How forcible? How forcible? How forcible? The right words carry the right force that will cause you to release a force on your generation. To the extent to which the word is revealed to you, to that extent, you will be revealed to your generation. To the extent to which the word is revealed in you, to that extent, you will reveal the word to your generation. If there is anybody who is going to have a cry tonight, Lord, I want to encounter the revealed word. Open my eyes to see the things I haven't seen before in the word. Let me see it with force. You are going to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, I want to hear from you. I can't be deaf. I can't be dumb. I can't be serving a master. Call myself a messenger and I am without a message. And Jesus, I need you. I need you. I need you. We have the delegation from Brazil here. I need you. I need you. Give the Lord the praise. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, 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 reveal your word in me so I can reveal this word to my generation. Reveal your word in me so I can reveal this word to my generation. Lift up your right hand and speak to God right now. Reveal your word in me. Reveal your word in me. Reveal your word. Mahashato ke frete sete kalagaya da hada siri. Leparata sete frete soto kalagara da hada sadista. Leparata sete frete sadiste. Leki parate sete frete soto fragala hata sadasta. Leparata sata. Pray 1 minute. Say, Father, reveal your word in me. Reveal your word in me. Reveal your word to me. Like peta sataya la sata parada. Hey mashata parata satala. Kapada sidoloroto sadaga. Reveal your word to me. Reveal your word in me. Reveal your word through me. Reveal your word. I am available. Help me to have encounters, word encounters, to have encounters with the word. Have encounters with the word. Help me to have encounters with your word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Listen. Isn't that very, very interesting how the Lord put it? The word of the Lord came to John, and John came. What you are saying, who said it to you? What did you hear from God that you are talking? What you are saying, who said it? I'll come to that shortly. I need an encounter with the revealed word. I need an encounter with the spoken word. I need to hear you. I need an encounter with your person. There are many pastors, and if we can be sincere, you don't know the last time you experienced God as a person. You felt God for yourself. You know what Paul the Apostle said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me first. After he has revealed him in me, that so I might preach him. What is compulsory is for him to be revealed in me. I might preach. That one is not too compulsory. My preaching is not the most important thing. His revelation in me is what is compulsory. If he is revealed in me and I don't preach at all, it's all right. If he is revealed in me, anything I do with my life will be successful. If he is revealed in me, revealed to me, and I don't preach at all, I am all right. That time I preached him among the Gentiles. I conferred not with flesh and blood. We'll give a little time, if possible, to pray a little bit. We'll give a little time. Many years ago, I went before God. I said, Lord, everybody say this is their vision. This one said this is his vision. The other one said this is my vision. I said, Lord, please, what is my own vision? You are talking to everybody. Talk to me. He said, let my vision be your vision. Oh, I said, okay, sir. What is your vision? He had it clear. What is your vision? Tell me your vision. And we continued in the discussion. Let me go to point number 4. Please take your seat. Or 5. 6 rather. There's something that I saw. I don't know if I will end here tonight. In verse 4. Okay, I think it was 3. And he came. After the word came to him, he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance
for the remission of sins. When I saw it, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin, John the Baptist. Where did you see it? Where did you see preaching of repentance and baptizing people? Did Elijah do it? Did Isaiah do it? Did Jeremiah do it? I actually checked and realized that the word baptism started with John.
Wow! Are you seeing?
That anything baptism baptized, Jehovah God handed him a pattern that had originality. John was not out copying nobody. We are looking for revival. We are looking for generational domination. But everybody is struggling to be like everybody. Everybody is struggling to be everybody. What is number six? Revival happens for those who are going to minister according to the pattern the Lord has shown them. They are going to minister according to the pattern the Lord has shown them. And whether you are a pastor or not, the people that God in the kingdom of God will give a lot of impact and influence are people that are going to follow the pattern of God for their lives. During baptism, John, you heard about baptism from who? Nobody. You learned it from who? Nobody. You copied it from who? Nobody. How did you come about it? God. Don't we have a generational challenge today? Where everybody is struggling to do what everybody is doing? Time came when prayer pattern of fall down, die. Okay, that kind of prayer pattern. Then everybody run. That is a pattern in vogue that will make people successful. And then the pattern of prophetic come out. This, your name is, and your father's name is, you live in, you have three brothers, you have five brothers, and this is your account, all manner. To every young man who rises up, and I see a devil inside you.
Come out. What is your name? How many are you?
That is not a challenge. The challenge is where every young man who comes up thinks that if that does not happen, you are not in ministry. Where are people doing genuine, authentic things, abandon it completely. Abandon it completely. And then they just troop in that direction. And if they are unable to see the name or see the things, they become desperate and they must do everything. They must go anywhere. They must do everything to be able to arrive at something. They must just arrive at something. Whether from word of knowledge or word from knowledge. Whether something must be arranged. I mean, but something must happen. Word of revelation or word of information. Do you know what I'm talking about? I knew a man called to be a pastor. I'm talking something else now. Who closed down his church. after listening to the ministry of a teacher who has no church. Yes. This person's own assignment is teaching. And this guy has a ministry flourishing. Closed down. Because somebody spoke a pattern to him that was different from his own pattern and just ended him. Where will we come to the point? Where are the people in our generation today who are bold enough to find out what God wants them to do and have enough courage to stick to it? And that is a major reason why there is such a dryness as far as the move of God is concerned. Let me show you something in the Bible. We've seen it before, but look at that. Where the concern of heaven regarding our generation, where people are no longer receiving anything unique, no longer receiving anything original. The way you have the circulation of church membership, where they are just circulating from place to place in search of prayer, and then there is increase here, but not that sinners got saved, but just somebody just transferred from another church. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The way where you see that happening, in the same way you have a lot of circulation of somebody did a program and then you heard the same program title in Benin. Another program title, you heard the same in. Well, it's possible that people heard the same things. Alright? But in most cases, it is where you see people. Look at what heaven is lamenting about. Okay, Psalm 74 verse 9. He said, we see not our signs. Why? There is no more any prophet. That is, there are not people among us who are hearing what God is saying. Who are hearing, and so signs are gone. Wonders are gone. Authentic revivals are gone. Neither is there any among us that knoweth how long. Now, look at the dangerous one in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 30 to 32. Jeremiah 26, therefore, behold, I am against you. Are you ready for this? I'm reading to verse 32. Say the Lord, that steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. What this person prophesied. Somebody told me a very serious concern the other day. One of our sisters in the UK. How she watched a program on television. And he had listened to somebody before who preached a message. And in the middle of the message, he gave a prophetic word in that message. He now saw somebody re-preaching the same message and went ahead and prophesied the same prophecy inside someone's message that he heard. The sister said, if you will copy the message, should you also copy the prophecy? He said, read it on. I am against you. Verse 30. Oh, you prophets. 30. You steal my words. Everyone from his neighbor. Verse 31. Now said, I am against the prophet, said the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he said, when I didn't say anything. That he is capital. Look at verse 32. That's the outcome. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, say the Lord, and do tell them, cause my people to err by their lies. You gave them false hope because it was not a true prophecy, and by their lies. Yet I send them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people. So their ministry is profitless, impactless, resultless. They are neither profiting the people nor profiting the kingdom. So, heaven is lamenting. Hell is celebrating. As he sees them plenty, see their signboard. See them plenty. One here, one there, one there, one there, one here, one there. Even the this one, about five of them in this region, are even quarreling with each other.
Message Bible translation.
Right.
I've had it with this, with the prophets who get all their sermons second hand from each other. Yes, I've had it with them. They make up stuff and then pretend it is a real sermon. Oh yes, I've had it with the prophets who preach the lies they dream up, spreading them all over the country, ruining the lives of my people with their cheap and reckless lies. I never sent those prophets, never authorized a single one of them. They do nothing for these people. Nothing.
I told you the story before. Where somebody carried a message I preached, re-preached the message, and transcribed the re-preached message into a book. And brought me the book. Then I just wrote a book. He didn't know that I remember what I said. One day somebody came to see me in the office. I said, I was watching the television the other day. And I saw you saying word for word what I had said. I said, so how did it come about? Word for word. And the same way I'm telling you what I'm telling you now, I heard it from, I mean, nobody told me of Annas and Caiaphas. I found it out by myself that I preached in the morning. So I said, I heard you saying things that I had said, verbatim, word for word. You say, oh yes, I used to listen to your tape. You used to listen to the person's sermon I'm preaching without a reference, without any form of association, without even any mention of I heard so-and-so person said this, or you quote-unquote this, that. Do you understand what I'm saying, talking here today? This is what has ruined many of us. But tonight, I see God redirecting the people to himself. And he's saying, I am not bankrupt of words. I have too much to offer. I can't run out of originality. I am too big to recycle things. Are you ready for more pain from the heart of God? Jeremiah 23, verse 21. Somebody said there are those who are sent. And there are those who just went. There are those who are sent. And there are those who just went. That's what the scripture said. This scripture. Read it. Let's go. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them. What happened? Yet they prophesied. All right, let's see the New Living Translation and the New International Version. I haven't sent these prophets to run. I didn't speak, they prophesied. I have not sent these prophets yet, they run around claiming to speak for me. I have given them no message, yet they go on prophesying. I did not send these prophets yet, they have run with their message. I did not speak to them yet, they have prophesied. Prophesied what? Prophelied. Let me tell you. Please. Especially anybody who has a gift. Pigeon. God talks, say, I know send these prophets. But then go on. They go on their own. I know give them any message. But still them, they speak in my name. That is Nigerian pigeon English. You may not understand it. Alright, listen to this. Some of us who have any gift, prophetic gift, word of knowledge, There is the temptation of what I call performance pressure. Where you are expected to prophesy. And you are expected to speak. When they know that this man can hear from God, he has said things that are accurate and they come to pass, and you are under such a pressure. In the process of bowing to performance pressure, you can lose your ministry. If God has not spoken and you have not received it, and many of us will need to apologize to God tonight. All those times when I said, God said, that God did not say, Lord, I am sorry, have mercy. All those times. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If God has not spoken, open the Bible and read the Bible and speak from the Bible. If you have not heard anything, pray. In the course of praying, words could flow into the praying. It's called prophetic praying. You know, people are so bold. You wanted to raise offering for church project, and it comes from the office. I heard God as clearly as I have ever heard him. You know, that's a very, very popular cliche statement. As clearly as I've ever heard. But 1,000 people, I heard it in my right ear. To allocate authenticity to the hearing. There are 1,000 people here that must give this amount. Must you name God? Must God be involved? Do you know the gravity of that such a statement? When Gehazi lied against Elisha, he became a leper for life. What about the man who lies against God? Let's not play with our lives and play with God and play with people. I told you yesterday that Solomon did not prophesy a prophecy. He didn't perform a miracle. Yet the kings of nations trooped to hear the teaching he was giving. Beloved brothers and sisters, if God has not said it, open the raw book of the Bible. Let's open the Bible. Let's do this and that and pray. But John the Baptist, he heard God clearly. And let me say this as I begin to round up. Write this down. God moves for people who have the discipline to receive from him and the courage to be different. People who have the discipline, I say discipline because you discipline yourself to hear from him, to receive from his word, to receive from the Bible, the discipline to hear from, to receive from him, and the courage to be different, the courage to do it, irrespective of how different it is, irrespective of how odd it makes you look. God moves for those who have the discipline. You go before God 2 days, 3 days, prayer, fasting. Lord, what are you saying on this matter? That discipline. And then the courage to do what God said. The courage to be different. That's what Paul the Apostle said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Look at what Paul did. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, look at that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Go back to verse 11. It was not people I was copying. It's not Atama. I didn't do these things because I tried to copy people. It's not Ataman. Now look at verse 12. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is how I became Paul, the apostle, that marked my generation, that turned the world upside down. I was not struggling to see how I can be like everybody, copy everybody, do what everybody is doing. No. I had enough discipline to receive from God and the courage to be different. You see, trying to be like everybody like everybody is what makes all of us congregate in the same place, isn't it? It has to be Abuja, it has to be Lagos, it has to be Accra, it has to be. You know, when I was coming into ministry, if you see God asking, I told him, I said, there are a lot of ministries already. Send me to work with one. I mentioned God's Servant Bishop Oyedepo. I mentioned Maurice Cerullo. Because I was in touch with their prayer force at that time. Send me to work with one. There is no need to do anything different. There are a lot of great ministries and works going on already. And he said to me, oh yes, I'm aware that that is your heart. But there is something a little bit different, just a little, that I will have you to do. Just a little. I said, yes, sir. That was what brought us into ministry. When we did that crusade in January, either in January, February, landed with a helicopter, and we can show the and step to the field, pray. We're looking for where to sleep. We got the motor home there until a new hotel that they just opened. Went there. By the time we did that, the young man, a young man who organizes our travels, everywhere we go, village, crusade, we drop here with helicopter, he organizes the helicopter. And all of the things and the moves here. That young man told me, he said, I am touched by your life. He said, why is it that you are the only one going everywhere? He said, I'm feeling for you. You are going to the place that is not a city, no airport. You have to use the helicopter. In December, we landed in 5 places in one day with helicopter. Rural areas, villages, where nobody will go. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is one of the places. We distributed food, ministered to them briefly, then left that place, landed. You can move now. This was December. All right, let's go so I can finish on time. Then we took off from here. Went somewhere else. Came to Upa. I'm preaching to those who came to see the helicopter and led them to Christ. Evangelism on the go. No time to waste. Off again we go. Adoka. Crowd. All this happened in one day. One day. Then we went to a second place in Adoka also. These are people that Jesus loves. These are people that are in places where many of us have too much suit to go there. This is a church that one of the brethren here built. And I went to dedicate it for that community, the village. Time to go. Landed now in Otukpo. This will be the fifth place or so. All right, we can stop there now. But this is what I was saying. So this young man said to me, why is it that he was feeling, he said, it's like, why did they leave the whole work for you? He was feeling for me. You are the one to go to this village. You are the one to go to Maiduguri. You are the same person in Sokoto. You are the same person in Kaduna, in Gombe, in Kebbi. In Maiduguri. Places where fear will not allow people to sleep 1 hour. You are there for 2 nights. And pouring oil on the ground and praying against terrorism. In the face of terrorists. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He said that he was talking with one of his friends. Why is it that everybody is congregated in one city or the other? Why are they there? I see that, you see, somebody say, but it's because you have the ability to move like this. We're moving like this before this ability came. The ability met the humility. The ability met the humility. Why? Why is everybody? I said, calm down. Don't be agitated. We are not complaining. But I believe that a time has come where we will begin to hear God also for rural areas. Where we will begin to hear God for districts. We will begin to hear God for where people don't go. For me, it doesn't make no difference whether it is New York City, Chicago, or Chica on the airport road here. There is a place here called Chica. Yeah. We flew from America. It doesn't make no difference. The hotel to sleep means nothing. We left Houston last year and went straight to Kogi State in Okpo and ministered there for 2 days. The first night, no light. Slept in the dark till morning. Helicopter landed, dropped us, and left. I will remain there. No light. We slept in the dark. And woke in the morning and went and preached and came and slept in the same place. By the light has come. Bauchi, you were just in Bauchi. The same thing. What are we looking for? What are we actually after? By the time our journey on earth is over, God will line us up. And he said, okay, you are a big man of God. Look at Paul the Apostle. Are you bigger than him? Look at T.L. Osborne. Do you know? How many of you know? How many of you know that T.L. Osborne left Tulsa, Oklahoma? The comfort in America about 60 years ago, 60, 50, 40 something years ago, came to Nigeria and be going to places like Uyo for crusade. Yes? No road, no airport, nothing. He had crusade in Uyo. I think he had in Aba. Eh? He had in Enugu. Aba in Enugu. In Nigeria. About 40, 50, 60 years ago.
from America. He was a frontline evangelist like Oral Roberts. Coming into Africa, the same Africa that you are, the same Abba that you cannot, you are too big to hold a program there. We are planning for a program for Abba and Onisha the same month. Yes. Trusting God to work it out before the end of the year if possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Those were the kind of labors they didn't think of where to sleep or water to drink. We went to Oju many years ago. We went to Oju. When did we go to that Oju? 2008. The water we drank there was the color of this rug. No, this is a recent one. 2008. They may not have the clip. I'd like you to see the rug. Father, in the name of Jesus, Jacoco Balarata Satella. Next day, food, eat. The things are better now. We have a world-class church in the same place now. The things are different right now, completely different. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When God called me and separated me, I want us to trust God to move. Discipline to receive and courage to be different. Finally, to balance things up in Luke chapter 3 verse 4. And there we end tonight. He said, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Elijah, as it is written, the fourth statement says, to take territorial dominion, our life and ministry must have its roots in the Word of God. That is, our life, your assignment must have its root in the Word of God. The revealed Word, alright, the spoken Word, the Word you say God spoke in your ears, must have the companion of the written Word. To the Word and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this Word, it's because there is no light in them. Inasmuch as we say we should be original, this is the balance, and be authentic, any revelation that is not lining up with the Word of God is to be discarded. Any ministry, any call, anything we claimed we had that we say God said we should do that is not in line with this book must be discarded. Many are derailed into error because the scripture did not confirm what they claim they received from God. Question I will ask everybody is, you're a pastor, you're a child of God, what passage, what scripture are you standing on? You know, there was a lot of crisis in the southern part of Africa some time back. I don't know. I think it has cleared by now. Right? Where some people wake up and say, oh, I heard of somebody, is he giving people grass to eat or? Huh? We can't mention, yes. All fuel too, right, to drink. There was even insect or snake or something. All manner of dangerous operation. Where somebody comes and says, he claims that is what he's led to do. The balance of it is,
You can't be led to do anything against God's word. In one way or the other, there must be the witness of the word. In one way or the other, there must be the backing of the word. In one way or the other, it's a new day. Somebody heard something, say amen. Amen. The day God opens your eyes to see the Bible, and it appears as if a particular passage was written with you in mind, with your ministry and your assignment is in mind, that day you move with such audacity. You know, because the written word is superior to any prophecy anybody's releasing. Bible says we have a more sure word of prophecy. The Bible, the book, is a surer prophecy than anything that anybody said. Stand up on your feet. We are in Malawi and we went for village outreach. Yes, a village in Malawi. Is there any Malawian here? We went to a village in Malawi. We distributed food. We distributed drugs. Ministered to them, led them to Christ. You see the village women dancing. That is after ministering at the capital of Malawi. After interacting with the president of the country. After going to the presidential villa to pray. You went to the village. You have ministered to the president. Then you went to the village. If you have already gone to the presidential palace, what is a villager? You are a big man. Villagers running, villagers singing, villagers worshiping, preaching to them, leading them to Christ. Their song was so melodious. Can you increase the volume? We are going to pray tonight. I want everyone to know, please, don't misunderstand our intentions. None of this is for bragging rights or to create any impression. I learned from my father, Bishop Oyedepo, that if you want to communicate principles, give examples. And these examples, the things we have said, just the communication of principles. That's all. I'm going to pray right now. Any area where this word touched you, for 3 minutes you can pray. Father, have I ever prophesied in your name or said anything that I said God said and you did not say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Pardon me. Father, am I trying to copy and imitate as many people as possible and I am not hearing you and I am not in touch with you and I am just doing my own things or what I want to do with my life? Have mercy on me. Give me the chance to do it right. Give me the chance to do things right. Go ahead, take any posture you want, and let's take the next 3 minutes of prayer. Let's go. Masha Tokoba.
Speak to God. Mahashakeli de Bayara Hosari Dagahala Tasaradi. Mahakalida de Tese, Kepero de Boro de Sotisila Hanatala. Go ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. There is a song they are playing. I want us to sing this song. Please, those who are just here, just for regular midweek service, we are in the International Ministers Conference. Just to let you know. And we should have closed long before now, but in a few minutes time, we shall be closing. Take the communion and shortly close. Let's look at the... Give the song lyrics on the screen.
Lord, I want to let you know that you have the finest thing in everything that pertains to my existence on the earth. Everything that I can be or ever hope to be is the first.
Sing it one more time.
Lord, I want just to want to let you know. Lord, I just want to let you know that you have a final say in everything that pertains to my existence on the earth. Everything that I can think of or ever hope to be is the one of your
I'm not afraid.
Lift your hands and pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, I've come before you today. I know you are no respecter of persons.
I know you have no respecter of persons.
You are only a respecter of your principles.
You are only a respecter of your principles.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
I ask that you help me.
That you help me.
To do your will.
To do your will.
Give me encounters.
Give me encounters.
With your word.
With your word.
The revealed word.
The revealed word.
The spoken word.
The spoken word.
The person of the word.
The person of the word.
To impact my word.
To impact my word.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To do what is original.
To do what is original.
What you want me to do originally.
What you want to do originally.
In my life.
In my life.
In my generation.
In my generation.
Everywhere I have failed. Before now.
Before now.
I ask for mercy, Lord. Where I have failed. Mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and speak to God. Mercy. Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands high. Anyone on this altar, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my way right with God. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I know I have missed God in many ways. I need mercy. I need forgiveness. Place your hand on your chest wherever you are. As you pray this prayer after me, say, Lord Jesus, louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.